Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Women's Golf.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Women's Golf. The Tigers are getting ready for back-to-back tournaments on the road. We're joined now by Tigers head coach Melissa Llewellyn. Came back from the Moon Golf invite where Auburn finished second and now getting ready for what has become a traditional spot on the schedule for the Auburn women, the Darius Rucker Intercollegiate. And then you follow that up by heading to Augusta for the Valspar Intercollegiate. Boy, just a tough stretch, but also a stretch for you. Your golfers get to see some really great golf courses, play on some great golf courses, and we get to see just how deep, Coach, this Auburn team is at this point.
Yeah, it's we haven't done a 10-day road trip since my first year here, and it's a lot of time together. Good thing that the girls get along well. And after we finish this 10-day road trip over spring break, which is great because we don't miss any class, which is unbelievable for two tournaments. So they're happy about that. But after we get back, I'm going to give them about 4 days off. So they will be ready for a break.
Darius Rucker has turned into one of the better college events for women's golf in the country. Hilton Head, obviously known for great golf courses. It will run March 4th through the 6th. The field includes Wake Forest, South Carolina, LSU, Arkansas, Texas, Oregon, Northwestern, Auburn, of course, and will be televised this year, Coach, on the Golf Channel.
Last year was the first year it was televised. The Golf Channel, they support college golf so well, and they love the time slot of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so there's no pro events happening, so the viewership is actually pretty good. It's just a fabulous golf course. At Long Cove Club, the members have really embraced us. I don't think I personally have missed a Darius Rucker how many years it's been happening. I honestly can't even tell you how many. But it's always a great tournament, a great field. Darius Rucker does a live concert just for the players and sponsors. So it's a very intimate atmosphere. The girls love it. His band loves it because all the girls are up dancing and having a great time. I guess a few years ago, he used to do the show for the men's event that South Carolina hosted. But the guys just sat in the chair and hung out. You know, they were just too cool to get up and have a good time. So the whole vibe of the week is just fantastic.
You mentioned Long Cove, Coach. Talk about the golf course, the Long Cove Golf Club that you'll be playing at Hilton Head.
Yeah, it's one of those courses that you have to have your mental facilities 100%. You can never let down on a shot or else the course can jump up and bite you. So you just have to be really focused on one shot at a time. It's a Pete Dye golf course. There's lots of penalty areas. There's big 12-foot alligators laying on the banks. Lots of, waste bunkers that, come into play and create some havoc at times. The greens are quick. The weather the first week of March can be a little bit of anything. Usually it's cool and it's breezy. When we get out to hole 13 and 14, which is right on the water, I mean, it can be a perfect day and you turn that corner and it's already blowing 15 miles an hour. So just a championship golf course with a championship field.
Let's talk about depth, because as we mentioned, you're going right from Hilton Head to Augusta. So how many players will you be taking on this 10-day road trip, Coach?
Well, I had a little change of heart since we talked last. I was planning on taking 6 players. But we were not able to get an individual spot for the Darius Rucker, nor were we able to get an individual spot for the Valspar. And so my idea of taking a 6 player, which we have depth in our roster that, I could change out between tournaments. We had 3 solid days of qualifying, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And the level of play just wasn't where I thought it needed to be to warrant taking a 6 player to do that trade out between tournaments. So we are going with our top 5, the same 5 that played at the Moon Golf Invitational, and I think our team is very strong, and the players at home are going to be very dedicated to working some kinks out.
Okay. Following the Rucker, then on to the Valspar in Augusta. Talk about getting ready for that tournament. I know it's two down the road and Darius is next, but if you would just give us a little preview, Coach, of the Valspar Invitational for you.
Well, I think the practice round will be the most important day because none of us have seen the golf course. Having to chart the golf course and come up with a game plan, and that, you know, the highest probability of going out and playing great the first day, which is a 36 hole day. So you got to really come up with a game plan, during that practice round, because you don't get a break between those 36 holes. I think as coaches, we have to be up ahead a little bit, seeing, you know, how certain holes are playing, and be able to make adjustments on the fly during the round. So we'll tee it up, play 36, then play 18 the next day, and all of a sudden the tournament will be over. So, like I said, that practice round is going to be key.
Coach, wish you all the best. Safe travels, one, and we wish the Tigers all the best in these next two tournaments. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Melissa Llewellyn on This Week in Auburn Women's Golf.